The DNR already has groundwater pollution standards for more than 130 chemicals that could affect the public health or welfare. Periodically, the department adds to or changes the list. The agency now wants to add standards for 15 chemicals and change the standards for 15 others. Groundwater Section Chief Mike Lemke holds off on calling the chemicals dangerous.
I'm not going to say that they're dangerous. I mean, I'm not a toxicologist to say something like that. I would say what we're doing is we're finding them in groundwater. And I think that's the important role. And if we're finding something in groundwater, it probably didn't start there. You know, we, the people, put it there. Not probably intentionally, but now that it's there, you know, what should the levels be to safely protect our folks?
Lemke says the chemicals include agricultural pesticides and herbicides. Others include all forms of dinitrotoluene, which are linked to explosives made or used at ammunition plants or army bases.
Or like Badger Army or Fort McCoy or wherever those chemicals would have been used. Some of those are being found, and we'll get some standards there so people have something to relate to.
Two-thirds of Wisconsin residents get their drinking water from groundwater. There are perhaps 1 million private wells in the state, and the state Ag Department says pesticides or pesticide breakdown products have been detected in about a third of those wells. About 2% of the wells have enough contamination to exceed pesticide enforcement standards. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.